John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us this morning, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since he's been in the studio. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, the Suburban, it's some sort of bourbon joke going on here, Suburban comedy at the, is it Worcester? Is that it?
Yeah.
Worcester Golf Club in Colleg Evil, as my kid used to say. It's not nothing, and you two will begin to learn this soon. Actually, you three will begin to learn this soon. When they start to read, they start to pronounce everything literally the way it is. So my kid looked at it and said, oh, Colleg Evil. Right? Tickets are available through Suburban, and that's spelled like bourbon, suburbancomedy.brownpapertickets.com. Yeah, they'll remember that.
Visit our Facebook page. You'll see
Jake
it.
Jake Matera is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thank you so much.
It's good to see you, sir. How you been?
Good to see you. I've been great. I'm loving this new studio. This is fantastic.
Yeah, I hear you like the notch on the table.
Oh, the notch is perfect. It's like you knew I was coming. So it's about the size of a planetarium. It's fantastic. This is great. I saw the tweet, too. What did the tweet say? It said, comedian's life, go on John DiBella show, and then buy discount candy. Who wrote that?
Might have been me.
Yeah. Okay. How dare you?
Did I nail it?
Today is my people's Black Friday. That's what today is. I almost said no to the show because I had a 10 outside CVS. I just had to get back to get in on those deals.
Yeah. Thanks for reminding me. I know we were stopping on the way home.
Yeah.
So how are things? How are you? How's the boy?
The boy's great. Yeah, we did Halloween last night. You guys did it
Heck
too.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was trunk awesome. Or treat. It was so you did. Wait, you did trunk or treat?
We did. Trunk or treat. Yeah,
we did.
That is the scariest. That's everything we were taught not to do. Yeah. Hey, see that person's trunk with candy in it? Let's go right up to it. Oh yeah, yo, you can sit inside. That's fun. Let's take a picture.
And then go for a ride.
Yeah, just stay quiet. No, it was fun. We just went around the neighborhood, all that kind of stuff. You know, I never thought I'd be a parent that would like push his kid too far.
Mm-hmm.
But Halloween brought out the worst in me. It's the closest I'll ever get to feeling like Joe Jackson. My kid's like, Daddy, I want to go home. I'm like, just one more house. One more house.
You don't have any Snickers yet.
Yeah. It's like, this is not a full-size candy bar.
What was he dressed as?
He was dressed as Woody.
From Toy Story?
Yeah. No, actually, no. He was, yeah, he was dressed as Woody from Toy Story. He had fun. But I mean, I really pushed him hard. We had to empty his bucket a couple times. His arm was hurting. He was wearing a sling. He had a giant ice pack on it, like a pitcher in a World Series. It was like midnight. There was a tornado warning. I'm like, keep going. It was fun. It was a good time. I'll tell you this. I didn't know like how many people would be drinking in my neighborhood.
Dude, really?
Yeah, everybody was drinking beer. Somebody was just holding a fifth of vodka. Uh-huh. It was like, oh, this is. Okay. Right, yeah. I looked in my kid's bag. I'm like, that wasn't candy. It was a 30-day chew. No. Really? No, it was fun.
I've never asked you about your wife. I don't know. Your son's what, three now?
Two in a couple months.
Okay. All right. And we talk about your son and your life all the time. Mm-hmm. But I know nothing about your wife. I mean, so how long have you been married?
Well, we've been together a long time. We've been together over 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And you can, like, we've been married, I think, 10 or something. We still count the dating anniversary.
We're a couple.
Well, I said, we're high school sweethearts. That's what we are. We took a game of MASH literally. It's like we also live in a mansion and drive a golf cart. But we've been together so long. And I think it's like you can start to tell now, you know? Because, like, we love each other, just we care a little bit less. It's like,
that's 10 years of marriage.
Yeah. When we got our first apartment, we couldn't wait to sit on the love seat together. And watch Netflix, order pizzas. Like, that's a perfect night. It's like now we just have our own couches and then take turns yelling at each other for being on Facebook. Like, get off your phone. And then, like, there's like these little indicators when you've been together, like these mile markers. Like, you can tell how long a couple's been together by how they put sunscreen on each other. You ever see that when you're at the beach? You're just sitting. You're, a new couple, it looks like Cinemax After Dark. They're just rubbing lotion in their hand for 30 minutes. You hear a saxophone. You're like, I'm sorry, I'll give you some room. Like, a couple that's been together a while, you ever see it? It just looks like you're egging a teacher's house. It's like, run! friend.
In my case, the best I get is put on sunscreen.
Yeah.
That's as close as it comes.
Somebody invented spray-on suntan lotion so they wouldn't have to touch their wife anymore, which is horrifying. And like I know, like another thing I'm able to tell, like the difference is like you can tell how long a couple's been together by how they react to their spouse not wearing their seatbelt. You know, like I remember when me and my wife were first dating, if I wasn't wearing my seatbelt or she wasn't, I'm like, "What are you doing? Put it on! I love you so much, please! If you don't put yours on, I'm taking mine off." You get very emotional about it. But like the other day, I was driving. That's how long we've been together. I was driving, wearing my seatbelt, just minding my own business, and I see out of the corner of my eye, my wife just reaches out and just unclicks my seatbelt. That's how long we've been together. We're a great couple. Yeah.
I remember, I mean, I've been with my wife so long that I remember when we bought a new car, you know, at that time, it was you know, airbag was a passenger side, airbag was optional. Okay. And I would go, do we need it? You know, do we really need it? I mean, really. They want another $150.
That's you can get rid of that.
Yeah,
yeah.
Why? I mean, you got a seatbelt. That's enough. Yeah.
Can you sit in the back?
Miss Daisy?
It's the best. Right. She is fantastic. She's a great mom too.
Look, any woman who's married to a comic is already a great woman.
That's the truth.
You're like, what do you think about this? I don't want to hear your jokes today.
She's like, I said to be your wife, not your life coach.
Well, now who else is on this bill tonight tomorrow night, rather, at the Worcester
It's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is.
Alingon Mitra is the headliner. He's super funny. He's been on Last Comic Stand. I don't know if he's been through here, like your studio before. He's really great guy. And just super hilarious. Chris Dolan's on the show. He's a former comedy contestant.
Yeah, I recognize his name.
Was he a winner?
I think so.
Yeah, Chris Dolan was a winner.
Yeah, very funny. Very dry, great one-liner jokes. Uh-huh. He's one of my favorites to listen to. So he's hosting the show. And then Michael Lancer's also going to be on the show. He's a really funny comic out of that area, too.
Well, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, the Suburban. Why did they do this?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Because you know what's going to be so hard to find tickets because everybody's going to spell it the right way. And then, I was supposed to play it Suburban. Okay, suburbancomedy.brownbagtickets.com.
Dolan
knows a lot about comedy, but he knows very little bit about the web.
That's right, Dolan.
That's it, Dolan. Right, but you can buy tickets at the door, right?
You can. That's probably the best thing to tell the viewers. After we just got the phone call in the break, where the guy goes, "Who's that band you just played?" It's like, "You mean Pearl Jam? What's that song called? Let me get a pen." Fantastic.
Is that new? No, it's 27 years old. Yeah. Jake Matera, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, sir.
The John DeBella Show.
Does this place have a pool?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.